KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Montana's Native families face higher rates of separation, with a disproportionate number of Native kids in foster care. A nonprofit in Lodgegrass is developing a center aimed at keeping tribal families together and out of social services. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler has more.
Mountain Shadow Association recently began construction of a family healing center to support communities on the Crow Reservation. Executive Director Megan Doyle explains addiction and behavioral health issues can break apart families. She says children from the reservation are often sent to foster care families out of state when these issues arise. The center, called Kala's Village, aims to change that.
That's what Kala's Village is really trying to do, is provide this consistent and constant relationship and connection, and to help repair those places where connection and relationship are broken.
The center's approach is based in restorative justice, which aims to address the root cause of crimes instead of incarceration. Doyle says they hope to break cycles of abuse and trauma. Kala's Village was developed from years of direct dialogue between the nonprofit and Lodgegrass community members.
They really wanted it to be a safe place for them and for their children. And they also wanted to make sure that they were going to be surrounded by people who shared similar goals with them in recovery. So
the 13-acre campus will have housing along with a preschool and caretakers to help supervise the children. Doyle says they hope to fully open by the end of 2026. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
Extreme heat can affect the health of pregnant mothers. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, a new study shows the warming climate is adding to that risk, and several states in the Mountain West region are leading the way.
One of the most significant findings from the Climate Central study is that excessive exposure to heat can lead to premature births. The Policy Neutral Organization's Vice President of Science, Christina Dahl, says heat incidents can have lasting effects on the baby and the mother. It's exacerbated by their socioeconomic vulnerability. Air conditioning in areas that are experiencing hotter summers is important.
So people who have less access to cooling have less of an infrastructure around preventative health care, tend to be more at risk when it comes to extreme heat exposure.
Lower-income women are disproportionately affected. In our region, Utah experienced the most additional pregnancy heat risk days during the past 5 years. Overall, the study shows Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico experienced among the highest number of pregnancy heat risk days in the country. I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Navajo Highways, a new children's television series, is helping teach kids the Navajo language. The live-action puppet series follows the summer adventures of Sadie, a young girl from an urban background who spends time with her Navajo grandmother. Through the guidance of her family and community, she explores Navajo traditions, language, and values. Lori Tapahanso is a co-producer of the show.
It is an accompaniment to any kind of immersion program, but also a standalone language program that teaches children about culture and in a language in a fun and engaging way. It encourages families to learn together, but also children can learn on their own.
This series is written and directed by Pete Sands with support from the Navajo Nation and the New Mexico Public Education Department. The series will soon be featured on First Nations Experience's new streaming platform. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
DT Track, your healthcare partner across Indian country, supports this show. DT Track provides culturally competent nationwide healthcare staffing to IHS, tribal, and urban health facilities. More at dt-track.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Just go ahead now, and if you want to call that. Plain to see. start back at one.
And there's nowhere else.
you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never start no static, I just get it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a did it from me. Take all of your money, give it up to charity. Love is what I got, it's within my reach. And the sun drops down, still straight from Long Beach. It all comes back to you, you're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot.
I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rocket. And fight it, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane.
Let the loving come back to me.
Needs Cause I will be a freak until the day Just like that. Sometimes I'm afraid of what I might not get to say. Sometimes I believe that everything is what it seems, and we're just too scared to try. Do we have what it takes when hope and clarity melt away to rise above our mistakes? If we don't know any other way, yeah, we're just too scared to try. When it feels like there is nothing left, it feels like this is as good as it gets. It feels that way sometimes. So let's take a second and catch our breath. Sometimes there can be so much more beyond what we see. Sometimes I'm amazed how we see the world in different ways, and we're just too scared to try. Oh, when it feels like there is nothing left, it feels like this is as good as it gets. It feels that way sometimes. So let's take a second and catch our breath and realize of what I might not get to say, and we're just too scared to try. Yeah, we're just too scared to try.
Hey. for the dying. I just don't know what's got into me. Been crossing that bridge with lessons I've learned.
Just a prayer for the dying.
Jesus, Pai, não só